Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Anna Forseth, the Director of Animal Health with the National Pork Producers Council. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Forseth.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
In August, as part of a trip to Puerto Rico hosted by the National Pork Producers Council, a group of U.S. veterinarians had the opportunity to take a first-hand look at what's being done in that region to prevent the introduction of African swine fever and prepare for an incursion should one occur. First of all, what prompted the trip? How many veterinarians took part and representing what interests?
Each year, the National Pork Producers Council invites 10 or 12 swine veterinarians to participate in the Swine Veterinary Public Policy and Advocacy Program. So these veterinarians travel to DC a couple times throughout the year and learn about the legislative and regulatory process, but they also take an international trip with NPPC staff. So this year we decided to take our group of veterinarians to Puerto Rico to see the efforts underway associated with the protection zone.
What is the situation with regards to African swine fever in Puerto Rico? What is the level of risk for that region, and what are the factors?
So African swine fever has not been detected in Puerto Rico, but is present in the Dominican Republic, which from coast to coast is like 85 miles, I think. The U.S. has taken particular interest in the situation because of the proximity of these Caribbean islands to the mainland U.S., but also because Puerto Rico is a U.S. territory. So there may be trade implications to the U.S. should ASF be detected in Puerto Rico. Now, the protection zone that I referred to earlier, if it should go positive under the World Organization for Animal Health Code, should be recognized by our trading partners, and they should accept that the status of the mainland has not changed.
What is the situation with regards to African swine fever on the island of Hispaniola, the Dominican Republic, and Haiti? How is that situation evolving, and how does that change the priorities for Puerto Rico?
Yeah, to our knowledge, the situation in the Dominican Republic and Haiti hasn't changed since we spoke last. Samples continue to test positive in both of these countries. So because of this, preventing the introduction of ASF remains a top priority for Puerto Rico, for the USDA, and for the U.S. swine industry.
Who primarily is involved in the effort to protect Puerto Rico from the entry of African swine fever, and in what roles and capacities?
Sure, that's a good question. There are several agencies who are involved, and I will say, after having visited Puerto Rico recently and having seen these efforts firsthand, these folks are doing a lot of really good work. So USDA has several agencies that are involved, USDA APHIS, Veterinary Services, the Foreign Animal Disease Diagnostic Laboratory, Plant Protection and Quarantine, and Wildlife Services. USDA Veterinary Services has held a pretty key role alongside with the Puerto Rico Department of Agriculture to carry out diagnostics and develop a pretty robust surveillance program for domestic swine on the island. They've also really focused their efforts on improving diagnostic capacity into the future, which includes improvements to the diagnostic laboratory in Puerto Rico. Veterinary Services has also been working with licensed garbage feeders to make sure that protocols are being followed to minimize the risk of this practice regarding African swine fever, or really any foreign animal disease infection from the garbage feeding practice. The Foreign Animal Disease Diagnostic Laboratory staff have been involved with the diagnostic lab in Puerto Rico. Their staff travel, as an example, to Puerto Rico for 3-week assignments to support and train the Puerto Rico staff, but also to assist with the increased volume of sample submissions that are now coming through that lab. Wildlife Services deserves a special shout out for the work that they have done. Wildlife Services has managed to significantly decrease the feral swine population on the island over the past 3 years. And we know that, you know, feral swine pose a significant risk regarding management of a disease should ASF or any other foreign animal disease be introduced to the island. And then plant protection and quarantine really focuses on domestic travel that's occurring between Puerto Rico and the mainland. And one of the efforts that they're overseeing that is really critical, I think, to protecting some of that travel is to not allow travelers to check bags to the mainland unless they have gone through a specific X-ray inspection in Puerto Rico looking specifically for meat products. So I've highlighted again several agencies on the USDA APHIS side, but another agency that's involved in a significant way is Customs and Border Protection, who are focusing on international travelers. Customs and Border Protection, the Beagle Brigade, which we've heard a lot about, are working hard to identify and confiscate prohibited meat products coming from the DR to Puerto Rico, but also from Puerto Rico to the mainland. And they are working to educate travelers too on the risks of meat products carrying African swine fever and other foreign diseases.
In the event African swine fever is detected in Puerto Rico, what are the implications for the mainland U.S. and why?
Yeah, so it's hard to speculate the exact implications. Again, the purpose of the protection zone is to mitigate the impacts to trade by showing our trading partners that all the things we are doing to minimize the risk that African swine fever could travel from Puerto Rico to the U.S. So these would include decreasing feral swine populations on the island of Puerto Rico, significantly increasing surveillance efforts, requiring travelers coming to the mainland to get their luggage inspected by USDA for the presence of meat products. So again, the protection zone is intended to mitigate the impacts, and we are hoping that our trading partners recognize those significant efforts underway.
What should North American pork producers be aware of and focused on as we move forward?
North American pork producers should continue to stay informed, whether that is through ag media outlets, state or provincial pork associations, and take advantage of opportunities to prepare for a foreign animal disease. There are several programs offered to U.S. pork producers. Examples would include the Secure Pork Supply Plan, the Swine Health Improvement Plan, AgView Accounts, Certified Swine Sample Collector Program. And I'd also mention that the joint boards for the National Pork Producers Council, as well as the National Pork Board, had identified 6 priorities about a year ago that the industry needs to focus on as we prepare for African swine fever. And one of these priorities is to provide clear and accessible information about what will be needed on farm for a foreign animal disease outbreak and how producers need to prepare and respond. And then a second area that these boards identified as an area to focus on is to develop and deploy education on the importance of early reporting of suspect cases for investigation. So again, producers need to be just aware of the programs and the work that's being done and the opportunities that they can take advantage of now in peacetime to better prepare themselves for an outbreak.
What is at stake for the general public in all of this, and what should the public be aware of and focused on, and why?
Yeah, good question. So, you know, we always like to remind people that African swine fever is not a public health or a food safety concern, period. So outside of public health, though, we can expect significant economic impacts, not only to those directly involved in the swine industry, but also those involved in other protein sectors, certainly the crops and other allied industries. And so regarding, you know, messaging to the general public, we'll continue to look for ways to educate people about the risks of introduction, especially those who are traveling internationally.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Just to, you know, regardless of whether or not you're a producer or a consumer, to stay informed, because, you know, this an African swine fever outbreak or any foreign disease outbreak to the swine industry is going to have significant impacts, obviously, to producers, but to the economy as a whole. And so as informed as we can be, you know, I think that's going to really help as we prepare and respond to an outbreak. So I appreciate the time today, Bruce. Thank you for allowing me to update your listeners on what we know as far as the African swine fever situation as it stands currently.
And thank you for doing so. Our guest has been Dr. Anna Forseth, the Director of Animal Health with the National Pork Producers Council. For FarmScape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.